Now, what? How did you? Do you remember how you call the cows to get them in from the pasture?
Yeah, but I don't give you. Oh,
come on. Yeah, I wish you would.
Huh?
Do the best you can. I really wish you would.
I ain't gonna do that. I had 2 or 3 different ways of calling the cows.
Okay. I wish you would, because this is important. Because see, these things are regionally distributed also. There are the people in different parts of the South do this in different ways, and we really like to get a.
I at last, before I quit, I had a big old hollow I could do. I forgot it. They'd come from way back down there on the bottom, but I don't forgot that.
Okay.
He says, soup.
Okay.
So I call them my names, you know.
How about did you have any special calls to make them stand still at milking time?
Huh?
At milking time, to make them stand still.
No, they're supposed to say soup or something like that, but I didn't have no trouble. When I put my hands on the tits, I got some milk.
Okay.
I milked them. It didn't make no difference how much the days.
Okay. Did you have any special calls to calves?
No, you use tongues of endearment that they learn to come to you.
I see. Calls to mules or horses to make them turn left and right in plowing.
Oh, you talk about G and H, G to the right and H to the left.
All right.
That's
sure. And then any special calls to horses to get them in from the pasture?
I never did have any special call. There was one that folks used to use, but
you remember what that was?
Mm-hmm.
How would you call a horse? What would you say to a horse to make it stop?
Hmm?
To call to a horse to stop.
Whoa, boy!
All right, and calls to pigs at feeding time.
Piggy.
All right, and did you ever have sheep?
Nope, never had any sheep.
All right, calls to chicken at feed. Chickens at feed.
Chicken.
All right. And then, if you're going to take the horses out, you have to do what to them first? You have to, what do you call it?
Curry them. You have to curry your horse. That's what you're talking
about. No, this is what you put on, when you put the tackle on the horse, you know.
Before you put the harness on him, you coax your horse and carry him to the watering trough, and then you come out and curry it and brush his hair, and then you put your harness on him, and then you went to the field, and then you went to work.
Right. Okay, now what I was getting at is, would you say I'm going to hitch up the horse or I'm going to harness the horse? Which is which would you more likely use? I'm going to hitch up the horse or I'm going to harness the horse?
I don't know what you're driving at.
Well, I mean, if you were going to do this to a horse, you know, you're going to take it out in the field, you're going to go out and work with the horse, would you say I'm going to hitch up the horse or I'm going to harness the horse? Or something.
Well, the harnessing comes first and the hitching up comes next.
I see, so they're two separate things. That's
right.
I see. And then what you hold on to when you're driving a horse, the thing
hold on to the lines.
Yeah. And you call them the same thing when plowing?
You have lines when you're plowing, yeah.
All right. How about when you're riding on a horse's back?
Huh?
When you're riding on a horse's back.
Well, you hold the reins the same way
when
you're riding too.
All right, and the things when you're riding on a saddle horse, you have your feet in the
stirrup.
All right. And then did you have a particular name for the horse on the left or the horse on the right in plowing? In plowing?
Yeah.
The horse on the left and the horse on the right.
The horse on the left is the nearest horse and the horse on the right is on the offside.
All right. And if you're talking about a distance from one place to another, and something just is a short distance, you'd say, oh, that's just a...
Over the hill.
Yeah. And then if it's a long distance, you'd say, oh, it's really a...
Long way.
All right.